We ready? We're on?
Yep.
At 8:47 on the clock, we'll call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, November 21st, 2018. We will start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Splash pad.
Yeah. Yep.
The Owens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Yes. Attendance by observation. Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Consent agenda. One is general agenda. Two is approved minutes of a meeting held November 7th, 2018. Three is approve all claims through November 21st, 2018 in the amount of $650,804.99. Accept claim number 18110197 to Beatrice Lawn Care, Inc. in the amount of $507.50 and claim number 18110370 and 18110384 to R.L. Tiemann Construction in the amount of $9,777.65 and $770 to be voted on separately below. Four, approve and place on file correspondence received. Five, approved utility permit number 1116 to Black Hills Nebraska Gas Utility Company, LLC. We'll be excavating 2 foot wide, 5 foot deep for 611 feet long and 31 feet from center of East Aspen Road to install 1 inch natural gas pipeline located in the northeast fourth of section 24 township 6 north range 7 east Nemaha township. Six, approved declaring 8x12 storage building that is currently located in Adams as surplus and calling for bids. Bids to be opened on December 19th at 9:45 a.m.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Tiemann. Any comments? Vote. Gary, we switched yours earlier. Yeah. 6-0 in favor. Regular agenda. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove claim number 18110197 to Beatrice Lawn Care, Inc. in the amount of $507.50 and claim number 18110371 and 18110385 to R.L. Tiemann Construction in the amount of $9,777.65 and $770. This brings the total of claims approved through November 21st, 2018 to $661,860.14.
Make a motion to approve the claim number 18110197.
Second.
The other two?
Oh, all of them, I guess. All the claims. Do I have to name them all?
Read the other numbers.
18110370, 18110384.
I'll second all that.
All right.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Lytle. Vote.
See how I did that with the numbers, Don? See how easy that was?
Four in favor, five in favor, and Tiemann abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and ground, winter lights.
Dave Jones, in charge.
Morning.
Good
morning. I actually didn't have any new items for this, so I didn't show up for committee reports. I'll just give you an update on the winter lights. We had some troubles with the lawn being so wet this fall, so it was kind of right at the end is when he got it. We got lucky. It dried out a little bit, and then the ground actually froze that one night when they brought the crane on. So you'll see some tire marks out there, but it actually didn't sink down into the ground hardly at all. So that was a good thing, and I know Sean, this was a project where he changed all the light bulbs out on the building, and then the trees, we used the existing lights, but everything turned out good. We had a good crowd that night, and this is the first time we've had this with snow on the ground, so we had to kind of accommodate people for that. We closed a little part of the parking lot off this year, and we had a pretty good-sized crowd. It went well. 2 weeks from today, we'll have the opening of the roof bids, and I did reach out to some roofers, and they were interested to bid on it. So I'll have that in 2 weeks. And the third thing, the building that was on the agenda, I talked to Lisa. I felt that hopefully, and and probably will go over $500, so that's why I asked for bids on that. I know she's kind of on a time frame. She'd like to get it out of there, so she's talked to Galen to possibly move it off of the site where the water tower is at. So,
referring to maybe that you want that building or
no.
Oh,
I just felt that it,
yeah.
And I don't know, I've been wrong before on bids. If it's over $500, we're supposed to bid it out. And it is a nice little building. It needs to be moved. So, I mean, that's something that might hold people back. But it's a...
Sheriff need it for a man shed?
Another one?
Oh, a she shed.
Oh.
Shed.
So that's all I have.
Good enough. Anything else? Building it down?
That's it. Okay, Dave just stays on top of it. Thank you, Davey.
Thanks, Dave.
Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance insurance.
I don't know.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Good enough. Human resources employee relationship.
I don't have anything. I think Galen might have something for us later, but.
Law enforcement emergency management.
Oh, I don't want to break the trend.
Got
Lisa,
it.
Lisa, run.
Lisa.
I wanted to bring you, though, up to date from Jefferson County's hearing last night on solar regs. We're working on solar regs. We're beginning that process. So they did decline the permit that was offered. It is a commercial operation that's going in, and so because they don't have regs in place. So they'll be moving forward. We're all just working on researching right now. Also, we have our next zoning meeting is December 11th, and so I know we had some discussion at our committee meetings that as we review our regulations and our impacts of agriculture and technically what we want to say and what we don't want to say, you guys are going to give us some input at that meeting, and so we are scheduled that night. Next week, as we move into our boundary lines of Lancaster County, for instance, Lancaster County has got the hearing for the DBAs for the wind farm up there. What their NextEra is asking them to do is to reevaluate their DBAs. So as they move forward for participating members, so that's the 28th at 1 o'clock, and so they'll be making that determination from there and then advancing that on to their board. So that will, from the decision that's made in Lancaster County, that will give us some intuition of how it's going to move forward for Gage County then. So,
are you going to that meeting?
Yes, I do plan to go.
Any indication they're going to lessen their DBAs increase?
So they're going to increase for participating to 50 DBAs with a 10 LEQ at all hours. My understanding, it's had good review from the health department up there because they've been researching everything scientifically of what they've seen can have impacts. And so I think they're going to announce maybe some findings by Monday before the hearing. So we'll know a little bit more by that point. So, yeah, that's all I really have. I think we covered everything else, and unless you have some questions for me. So, okay.
Gus, I think we had a couple things. One being, and we didn't talk about it a whole lot on Monday, but as I look back through the patrol fleet, and I just wonder, are the guys on bicycles, or did you buy some horses, or what?
I tell you, it has been, I've never had it this bad the last couple weeks. We had six that were basically out of commission either because of mechanical reasons on the vehicles or equipment. I think got most of them back. It's not going to be a real expensive 2-week period for me, but we had to put new motor in, we had to put new ball joints in, and we had a lot of some of the equipment that we had in patrol cars internally had to get replaced. And I'm finding out lots of times the labor is such that it's cheaper just to buy the component than new and put it in and then have labor. So we've been penciling that out and doing that. But I think we're getting most of them. We got most of them back except maybe two. And then we had one that had a minor accident yesterday, I believe, or day before in the back alley here. It comes down to technology. He just started up going on a call, and you got to bring everything back up. It takes 5-10 minutes to bring all the computers and equipment back up. And he just barely moved down the alley and ran in, looked up, and just bumped into a telephone pole out there, or light pole. So
jump out in front of you.
It does right there. And I said, "Well, come in too much damage." I said, "Going that fast, but or that slow, but
oh yeah,
it was enough to be." I think like $1,300, $1,400, I suppose, on it. But
probably more than it's costing us for the alley.
Yeah, that's right, Denny.
Well played.
That's still the city. We can make a claim on it.
Yeah.
And we have a
fun one. Is there the right slope there? How does that work?
it's their pole.
Is it in our right of
way? We'll end up replacing the pole, though. No, Gus, he's lucky it wasn't a cell phone because he'd get a $500 fine if it was.
Yeah, well, he knows I'm not happy about it. I know it's just one of those things that I think the city had a problem like that a long time ago when they first started with it. And that's why you're supposed to be running 24/7. Or not 24/7, but when they'd have the car out, the car stays running all the time, everything boots up, stays booted. They know I don't like that, so this is what happens.
Good reason not to have any of that crap in there.
Just what I said. Which, when it comes time to do something different, I might reconsider that, because they are sometimes not... Technology is wonderful, but it is an expense driving force in the budget.
It's amazing how many law enforcement people you see though driving down the road typing on a computer.
Yep. Well, that's how they do everything. That's why I've been telling the dispatch. They want to dispatch everything through the computer. No, we're paying you for a dispatch position. I like you to dispatch it out so I can hear what's going on if you need help or something. So otherwise, yeah. Barely the only thing was, it's going to be all bad news, I suppose, but we got some pretty hefty bills coming in from jail on medicals. I sent one in for $78,000. I think Monday we'll ask for reduction on Medicaid on that. That one might be where I can try to get some insurance back. I'll see where the deduction comes in. And then, of course, we have one we discussed Monday that's going to be pretty expensive because of medical issues, and they told me several thousand dollars a month for the medication for them. So, and I already had a complaint filed that with ACLU yesterday. Didn't think it'd get treated right, so we had a long, politically correct conversation best I could. So we're working through that, and I think we'll be okay. It's just going to be expensive.
What was this person arrested for?
Felony assault on an officer initially is what the charge was.
Felony assault on an officer, and now they're filing a claim with the ACLU because they weren't treated right.
Well, he doesn't think he's getting medical treatment needs in jail, so I straightened him out on that.
After there's an assault on an officer.
Well. So, otherwise, that's all really good news I have. It's just money, 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 so.
Your vehicles, though, you didn't have many mechanical issues. It was almost all...
It was, yeah, we had the one motor. We had...
Front end,
we had suspension and tire. Yeah, it's...
But the majority were electrical components on different equipment.
Yeah. 75% of it was that, probably. Yeah. It just was a fluker thing come at one time. So I think most of them, the cars back out. They had the motor and that other one back out within a week or less. It's pretty quick.
You said something about it possibly a year.
Well, that's why. It worked pretty well. I was surprised. There's no break-in periods on them anymore. I told the guys to hold it down, and the dealer said, no, they don't do that anymore. This new car's technology, there's no break-in period on them at all. So, So anyway, we're struggling to move along. The big fiasco yesterday was the cook had the turkey and all the trimmings ready to go overnight, and the roaster shot craps on me, and so now we had to get turkey bought again, had to get a roaster, and she wasn't a happy cook yesterday, but we're working through that too, so... Yeah, it's always something.
Terrible to miss Thanksgiving dinner in jail.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right.
Hold up, Gus. I think, didn't we want to discuss a little bit, too, the other item that we, yeah. Why don't you go ahead and discuss a little bit what Rick Claybaugh came and talked to us about on Monday morning. With the understanding that the board is not actively pursuing this project at this time, but this is something I think that we should look at.
Okay. Well, Mr. Claybaugh approached me here a couple weeks ago, saw me downtown, and he said now they got the fire station. He and some investors really felt that the jail probably needed some attention before even the fire hall, but they were wanting to know if it'd be a possibility that we could do down the road is private investors invest into the new facility. And so that was a presentation made here Monday. And obviously it won't happen if it did even right away, but it was something for some discussion. He's talked to some investors. There's some interest out there apparently. So I guess in short, we'll just let it lay right now and see where it goes. But there's people out there that are concerned enough what they're seeing on our expenses that they would maybe like to try to do that if it work out. So,
and part of the reason he came forward was because of the people in the community and the concern for what's going on
yes.
in our jail and the population and everything and yep. where we've come in the last 8 years, not because they're proposing that we do anything.
No.
They're trying to help with some thoughts or ideas about possible ways to
mm-hmm.
help solve our jail situation.
Keep some of the money here locally if we could. You know,
yes.
'cause it is. When
and it is something to have a discussion on or
it's
to talk about.
It's an option
about
never thought about.
Yeah.
So, because we are spending a lot of money that I don't like seeing leaving, yeah. but it just, it's a fact of life running a jail and having that many people go through there, and you're stuck with every bill there is out there anymore. It seems like the courts all rule towards the counties and said, you got to do this, so we're doing.
But as we look at that, we'll look at all the dollars and how they actually affect everything. We still have $90 or so per day to hold people ourselves and anywhere from $35 to $50 a day to send them out. The medical bills still all come back to us. So, I mean, we'll look at all the dollars and cents, not just... Not just keeping the money here. Sometimes it's cheaper to spend the money still.
And that's right. And that money is going out of the county, but the cost per day is far less than it would cost us to keep them ourselves. You know, if somebody brings forward a proposal that's, you know, that'll pay for itself based on our expenses going out of county and that type of thing, I mean, we're going to listen, but...
If they could even get close to cash neutral, we'd start it tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck with that.
But, I mean, that's not going to happen, but
no, I know
if we can get to the right price. But we'll,
no.
as a board, we'll look at all the dollars and cents yep. on it. And I mean, I think, like Gary said, we'd be foolish not to look at, you know, all the different angles.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of options you have to look at. Are you going to build just for yourself? You never want to try to build to make money on it. But when you do that, the facilities that I've dealt with have built a little larger. Like you saw the numbers I gave you for Sling County.
Yeah.
You can't tell me it cost them that much to run that facility over that many years. I'm sure they made a little money on that. They won't be doing it. There are just options there. You know, I'm sure they got their...
And they're also getting, $85 a day for most of theirs?
Good share.
Federal.
$85, $90, that in states. Yep.
And maybe they're making money, but I'm not sure we'd make money at $85 a day.
Depends. Depends how you do it. Yeah, exactly right.
I would have to see some real positive numbers for me to be able to support that.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's sounding negative to me from the beginning, and I just
think we need to be right here. Is it a lease to purchase type situation? Is that what they're proposing?
I don't think got into it.
They haven't even had that. Yeah. They haven't even had that much of a discussion.
Yeah.
It was just I don't know if some of them had a conversation or whatever, but it was just an idea brought forward that
be open though.
Maybe something
just a very basic discussion, start to a discussion. It wasn't we're going to finance it, build it. You're going to pay us X amount every year to pay it off over time. It wasn't any of that. It was just there's a belief that there might be some investor money out there that would build something and figure out a plan that would work for the investor to maybe make some money off of it and for the county to get what they need. That was all it was. Kind of like, if I remember right, a couple years back, there was an owner that had – some interest in the old Keys building that had some interest in maybe converting that to a jail facility, and kind of the same idea, private investor money creating the facility, we'd either lease it or buy it over time or whatever it was. It was, yeah, kind of the same idea.
There was a company or two out of Kansas City, I think, when the board way back in the day was looking at jail when the first bond came up, and there was a company or two out of there that there were lease purchase type situations mm-hmm. that were out there. So it's interesting.
The sheriff had some portable movement type unit potential yep. too for overflow. Yep. Or maybe Myron brought that
in. I talked to that guy out of Illinois or Indiana or somewhere, but there you still had to have the pad, you still had to have the hookups for electric and sewer and all of that, and basically he brought them in, set them on the pad, and it helped alleviate it. And one of his options was that they would finance that too, but you still had the cost of what I call it getting an area ready to have that.
Yeah.
I guess the one advantage that I could see that we would get from moving into the 21st century would be to have some type of facility where you have less hands-on, less labor-intensive for the deputies over there, maybe protect them a little bit more from the environment that they're in. You know, this one individual that we discussed the other day being a good example, if there was some way that you could contain somebody like that and protect your employees a little better. I mean, so I see some advantages, and I think it's something we need to continually have an open mind to if the right situation comes about. But, you know, in the current climate, like John, Eric, whoever it was said, you know, we're spending $45 a day sending them somewhere else. How do you justify building a facility you're going to spend $90 a day to house them?
And the only downside to it, and it doesn't happen all the time, is like when you get something that's like what we got right now that's high risk issue, nobody wants to take them.
Right.
And so you're right, the new facilities have it where they pass through. You really never have hands-on, hardly ever with them. You just move around, and they see their attorney bring them back over here, and it's all through doors and glass. But, you know, we've been a long time since we had one this bad, and it is really bad. So I'm really trying to take all precautions I can for staff best we can. So,
and the beautiful thing, and Gus, I don't think we say thanks to you and the employees enough over there. The beautiful thing is that most of us, you know, if I didn't sit on this board and hadn't been through and seen the stuff and heard the stories from you as to what some of our guests do over there, you know, the general public just don't understand. Yeah. What kind of, I got to be careful here so I don't get us in trouble, but some of these people almost act like animals. I mean, it just, the way they act, the things they do, the stuff that our jailers have to put up with and deal with is it's unfathomable. So for that, we should, you know, we don't tell you guys thanks enough.
I think it is. The clientele's changed for the jail. Roger Press, seen that from private practice up to the county attorney. It's just a different clientele now, and
clientele.
Yeah, listen, I just please.
That's the concierge service we're offering.
But it is totally different, the group of people.
Needless to say, this will provide for some interesting holiday meal conversations as Scooter runs a headline. Board discusses feasibility of new jail. Please don't do that.
He's going to.
Gus, I do want to pass on. We had a situation where we had a guy that was sentenced to jail and went absolutely ballistic in district court. Ryan Davis, who was there, as well as we had Officer Moss from the police department that's helping to cover, did a great job diffusing the situation. It could have got ugly in a real quick hurry.
It took about four to keep him under control.
I never saw you guys get out. The last guy coming into the courtroom, I really should give you a bad time just because you're older than I am, but... you were really hurting getting up there from a. They said you.
Well, I started. And I said, you know what? I've run that for 40 years. Those guys can run there first, and I'll back them up later. And that's what I was. I was there within a couple of minutes after they were. So,
in all seriousness, that was a very quick response. And Davison did a great job defusing the situation. Could have got ugly in a hurry. Anybody that knows Brian knows that that's, he's very capable.
He was calmed down by the time we got in the elevator, but the other judge had come out of his, starting to come out of his door right in the hallway. We were fighting this guy. So it worked out. The system set up the way it was, and it worked out well. And that later on, we had one got a little out of hand in county court as well that wasn't quite as bad. But
And unfortunately, that's becoming more the norm. There's no excuse for it, but that's why we have to spend extra money for security, have somebody there so that the people that are there are observing, whether it be, we have media there, we have other attorneys, people doing business in courts. These people go absolutely off the deep end.
Well,
a lot
if
of
I
times it's linked to being under the influence of drugs or something, but...
Well, if I read the paper right today, I thought Judge Johnson had sentenced somebody to county jail for 2 years. I thought I read here. So
in the county jail.
Yeah. So it must be out there now for up to two, the way it looks.
Yeah,
so we'll have an impact on us probably if the judge start falling through on that here on certain charges. So.
The sheriff could have been up there quicker, but the elevator was too slow going down to get him to bring him up.
But I was just
believe me, if I need to be over there quicker, I would have. But I had six guys. I figured I did my time. They can.
Can't the bailiff protect the court?
Yeah.
You want her arm?
No, in night court, there was bowl there on the side.
Night court? What are you, from the 80s? Where's this guy pulling this out?
That been from Denny was doing stuff way back in the 60s and 70s,
TV,
probably.
Yeah,
that's
you,
right.
It's
like Nick at Night or whatever.
Yeah. Anything else for...
Okay.
Enough. Roden Bridge. Who's reading?
Eric.
Eric Rodenbridge.
Oh. Dirt crew put in some culverts. Asphalt crew started crack sealing Blue Springs, Wymore area. Bridge crew reopened a bridge at N14 Rockford and worked on a bridge at E5 Blakely. Black Hills has a permit in Nemaha. Galen got figures back on that pup trailer that got hit by a train. Looks like that'll be about $28,000. Collins agreed to $4,100, which was basically the material to mill and overlay that box culvert structure over on the Odell Blacktop. The county will do the rest of the labor themselves. We went over 3R guidelines, roughly, for potential reconstruction or maintenance on our county roadways. Talked about the Christmas party and how we were going to do that. I don't think we still came up with an answer for Galen.
We're going to visit more today.
I was going to say, so we're on multi-year agreement again there. John wanted some more stop signs in his area.
Two.
Two. He started with two. That really means price six.
Yeah.
But no, just talked about safety in some areas and where we may need some stop signs just because of heavy usage on township roads. Gravel, we're down to the last township, I believe, and that will be wrapped this week, but should be knocked out next week. So county gravel.
This week or the next week?
Not Thanksgiving week, but this coming week. Possible this week, but probably next week. And so county road gravel will be down.
We'll be done for 2018. We got it all on in 2018, which hasn't happened in, I don't know, Galen might remember when we've done it before. We've always been behind and stuff.
Several
so,
years.
Yeah. It's been several years since we've been able to get the allotment out in the year that it was supposed to be out in and everything. So, and I think that changing of the bidding, the way we put the bids out, I think that helped a lot. And it was able to give them more time to haul when there was time to haul and get a lot of that out.
The bad thing is with some of this moisture, we're still getting calls, I'm sure you guys are, about material being gone.
Yeah.
So even though the material's out there, now with so much slow moisture, it's disappeared again.
It was certainly a good time to be caught up, and it did look like prior to all those rains, there was a lot of gravel in the windrows, but there isn't now.
Mother Nature hasn't been good for gravel in the last couple months here or whatever. It's and then the road usage, and it's a lot of it seems to have disappeared.
Why?
So, But we were going to, and do we want to do it some other time or we want to do it now? We'll talk about the Christmas party because we didn't decide anything on that. Galen brought to us the fact that they normally have a Christmas party and how they handle it, and we did not come to any consensus. We kind of deferred it to today.
Is it new than what you've done in the past, or what's...
Last year, we were trying to figure out what we talked about last year. There were some employees that had overtime during the Christmas party, as well as trying to figure out how to make it more similar between courthouse rule and highway department rule so that the employees here are treated similar to the employees at the highway department. Right now they get two and a half hours at the highway department.
Party.
Yes.
Well, normally we put together a potluck through all the workers, and this time we would like to do it on the December 14th, and 12:30 through 3:30 it's quitting time, and everybody brings something for the potluck down at the we have it down at the shop building. Of course, if it's snowing or bad weather, then that don't happen. So we have the outside barns that is kind of the problem where they have to come in from their areas out of Claytonia, Adams, Wymore, and it's just hard to get it all together in an hour's time frame. It's just about impossible. Since we had the outsiders come into it, and we've done this, for as long as I can remember, for a Christmas party for the employees. So.
And so, what happens at 3:30? Are they all out the door?
At 3:30, yes. Yeah.
And I guess that's my thought. I mean, it's nice to have a Christmas party, but at 3:30, we're all going to leave because we're no longer getting paid. And I'm not sure. It's got to be fair to the rest of them. I mean, I would find something for the three outside guys or four outside guys that are on the grader to do after the, you know, after you've had your party and your dinner. And then,
why don't you just start the Christmas party at 3:30?
At when?
At 3:30, when end of business hours. Why can't? I'm just asking. When.
Well, because normally, like I said, normally we have a luncheon with it on the party. And nobody wants to start eating dinner at 3:30 in the afternoon. So.
I mean, we agreed to pay those 2 hours of overtime, but it was because they were turned in and we didn't feel like we had any choice, but we should not be paying overtime for a Christmas party.
And I agree with that, yes.
And I guess that's kind of what brought this about.
Well, why wouldn't they just, why don't they just clock out?
If they would do that, everybody'd be fine with that. That's
yeah. Two and a half hours is a long time to...
Three and a half?
Oh, yeah, why don't they just clock out?
I mean, 3:30.
I think
hours,
it's great you've got that camaraderie down there.
Nope.
People
want
to hang out, you know, but hang out and eat some food and stuff. But, mm-hmm. I mean, just the general perception that we're paying for a party is probably poor form.
Well, the other thing is that at the courthouse, we asked what they do here. They do it over their lunch hour, so they're technically clocked out, come and socialize, and then... go back, which I'm not saying that's the right thing either. It's off the clock, so we really have nothing to say about it anyway.
I will say that I know when we have those discussions about what happens at the highway department and what happens here, inherently the work is different.
They're going to be different.
It's those operations of those, of what takes place here versus what takes their place there is different.
Well, we've also got, you know, basically a number of employees in Gus's department that are out on the roads and not available for a Christmas party, and you know there's no desire to pay them a half a day to have a Christmas party. I mean we've already negotiated their contract, but we don't want that in the next one.
Is there any way y'all could maybe start lunch at 11 and then folks could come in and they could have their lunch and then head out and finish their day? Is that...
That's a possibility. I mean, you're still going to have the road time for the outside four people, and bringing the problem is if you're working out in the country, the crews are out in the country working, so then you're going to have them come in early, you know. So it's kind of a
But do you see when we're paying them with public money, though?
Did I understand what you're saying? Yes.
It's just when we're paying people to have a party, especially with everything that's come down recently, it's just not poor form. We probably shouldn't do that. And that's unfortunate that, you know, it's good you've got that camaraderie down there, those folks want to do that, but when we work for a public agency, it's just different than private industry.
If they want to do it at noon, which makes sense because people want to eat around noontime, would anybody be opposed to maybe shifting their week, the week that they're going to do that, put some extra time in the days leading up to that? So they still have their 40 hours that week, and then they come in, have their thing at noon, and then if they want to stay afterwards, whatever, but then that way they're not on the clock and they've got their time in. They've got their time for the week. Because Galen's right, if you come in, you stop, you do your thing, and then you go back out, you're going to have no production. You might as well not go out anyway. But they would have their time, come in, maybe be done at noon, they're done for the week, they have their Christmas party, can stay as long as they want, and then that way their hours are the same. But
basically what you're saying is if they start their Christmas party at 12:30 on that Friday afternoon, we're not paying for their time.
Well, I'm saying if we're not going to pay them for that, then that and the time after, they're already off. So then they've gotten their, because you only have to make up 3.5 hours during the week if they would work an extra half hour during the week. And schedule that ahead of time so they know that. Then they could be off. They could all stay. They could socialize. Because he said they play cards. They get down, hang out. And that's good. That's good for morale, too. That way they could get their time in. Just like we said with the courthouse, if they're off the clock, it's really not our issue. Then, I mean, that takes the pay question out of it. The scheduling, trying to bring people in and out, that takes that out.
I would be fine with that, especially, you know, if there was, you know, the ones out there running the patrols, if their things are great and well, you know, work a couple, 3 9-hour days, and then that day just be done that day at noon. It's all going to be 40 hours.
Of course, I mean, from the guy's perspective, though, they're going to say, well, now we're not getting paid to be in here. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
They're not getting paid to have a Christmas party, right. Non-productive time, using public facilities for a part. It's just, it's a tough deal. I mean, we run into that thing of use of public facility for employees to have non-productive time, and it's a Christmas party.
We've run into this several times, though. It's like, whatever we decide, it'd be nice if we could give Galen some direction so that at least, regardless of what it is, like it or not, at least we know what's coming next year so that, I mean, that way the employees know and Galen doesn't have to come and say, hey, you guys have given us no direction again.
Then it goes back to the comment I made. Basically, they can have a Christmas party, but they got to figure out how to have it, but we're not going to pay. It's not going to be on county time. Is that the way you understand it then? I mean, is that what you're looking at too?
Well, yeah. I'm just saying we're using public facilities.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing that everybody brings a roaster in, you have lunch, you clean it up, you get back to work. But here is inherently a different work environment than there. So. You may not be able to replicate what takes place here down there because inherently, and I've always been supportive of that, is we can't treat two different operations the same. They're inherently different. And so you may not be able to reproduce down there, may not be able to reproduce what takes place here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what an after-hours thing, can y'all meet off-site someplace? And everybody, I mean, there's places out there that do that. I think it's great, but because we work for a public entity, we've got to be sensitive to the use of those facilities and the expenditure of money.
Answers my question.
You do have an idea then? You don't want him to even do it at the shop then?
You know, it's one thing when you operate and you get together and you have a holiday or Christmas get together, and that's great. It's another when you bring it forward and we're talking about it in public and we completely uncover what's taking place.
and to allow that to continue to take place probably is poor form.
But I really appreciate you bringing it to us, Gabe.
I do too, and it's one of those things that's like, yeah, as you kind of peel this onion, it's probably, it's again, it's hard to sit here and criticize what you're doing because I think it's great, and I think that's good in a workforce that folks have that camaraderie, and it does. There's something about building that workmanship, being together and that teamwork. That's great, but when you work for a public entity, it's a little bit different. That's my opinion. Y'all throw me out the door if you'd like, but we just need to be sensitive to that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Anything else for Road and Bridge? Next item on the agenda, approve or disapprove resolution for final acceptance of project construction number BRO-7034, parentheses 18, northwest of Adams.
That is resolution 18-26.
And
motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Hill. And this, Galen, you want to talk a little bit about this, what it is?
Sure. Basically, this is the Gage County and the state entered into a program agreement for the state to assist the county in the development and construction of a federal aid project. This one here being north of 12 Nemaha on this. The state was the overseer of the project, and in the agreement, since the state overseeing it, they have tentatively accepted the project on behalf of the county, and now they're asking the county to recommend that the county accepts this project as a final acceptance and for it to be done. And then also the county will accept the maintenance of the project and agrees to meet all the environmental and other commitments related to the project on this. It's just the closure of the Federal Aid Bridge project. And this low project number was BRO-7034-18. Control number was 11776, and it was on a county road northwest of Adams. So it's closer to the Federal Aid Bridge project, north of 12 Nemaha.
And this is the bridge project that's been going on for 20-some years, and that we've had some disagreements or financial arguments with the state on, but this project is done. It's a heck of a bridge, and it's also a project that I believe, if I'm right, Galen, won't ever happen. Federal Aid Bridge projects won't ever happen again, the way the state's changed their handling of federal money. So we've had quite a few projects in the county get done this way.
Yep.
Thankful for that, and this one here, too. It's been in the talks a long time, John.
And, Galen, there's no outstanding concerns with it. This bridge, I mean, it looks complete, is complete.
Yeah, it looks great. And everything looks great.
And the environmental stuff is just kind of like maintaining the silt fence and that type of stuff out there to get seeded and stuff. So it's our normal duty to do that. Okay.
Thank you.
We probably don't want to wait in case the Board of Standards makes a change and we have to design this.
Right. Let's delay it a couple weeks.
They're still around.
We'll have representative in the state legislature that will take care of us on this.
Yeah.
So he's going to get rid of the Board of Standards because they're inefficient and a waste of money?
Yes.
Okay. And causes extra money, county. Okay. Anything else? If not, vote. 6-0 in favor.
Are they an elected board?
No.
No.
They're appointed. Oh, they're appointed by the governor, yeah.
That's the biggest problem we have. Oh, I'm sorry.
To a certain degree.
Galen, I forget what all we had the conversation, though, but I don't think we didn't forget something on the agenda for that Odell project, did we, to approve those, or did we approve that? That'll be coming up in the next board meeting. Okay, because we had discussion about that. Yeah, that we agreed to it, and so we can get the final amount determined there and that project get, I call it the termination all done and everything. So.
Yeah, because we'll have to do a final closeout. Since we're the lead county with two other counties, we'll do a final closeout, submit it to the state for a 30% remaining payout for us and the other two counties.
Yeah.
There'll be a resolution for that on the next board.
On the next board agenda. Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Well, I don't know if we were going to, Galen has some individuals that are going to start in the next 6 months are going to retire down there, and I don't know how, we never really talked about how to handle that, if we wanted to give them, you know, awards or what, or however, or whatever, but I know.
Plaques.
They will be getting plaques, but, and if you want to, you sure can, yeah.
Yes, in fact, there'll be three individuals retiring within the next 3 months of the county. One of them, Myron, is going to be retiring at the end of the month. Lynn will be retiring at the 1st of March, I believe it was. And Ron, he'll be retiring January 2nd. So two of those are truck drivers and one of them is a foreman. So
and they've had all, 20-plus, some of them 30 or almost 40 years.
Yeah, well, like Myron, he's been with the county 37 years. Yeah. Lynn's been with him 11, and Ron's been with the county 39 years.
Yeah.
So.
So some very long employees, long-tenured employees, yeah. And some a lot of knowledge there.
It's going to be hard to replace all the individuals. Yes. Really will be.
Yeah. So. No, and we thank them for their service. Don,
yes,
said they'll
definitely
be getting plaques and stuff. We thank them a lot for their service because that's to have somebody work at some place 39 years anymore is kind of
rare
exception to the rule anymore.
Yep,
so
very true.
That's
I'm lucky if I can keep people 10 months.
I can understand that.
I wouldn't work for you longer than that either.
10 days.
God bless you guys.
I think they took that comment all wrong.
I walked right into that one, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I think it's the environment you're working in. I don't think it's you, Matt.
Wow. What's that?
I think it's the environment you're working in. I don't think it's you.
Oh, thank you.
He doesn't mean that. He's trying to make you feel better.
Yeah, feel the love.
Wow.
I'm probably the only one here that goes back to being on the county board when these people are hired.
We do have a couple other things to discuss yet a little bit. John,
I just wanted to bring up, okay, committee meetings would normally be scheduled on the 31st, which is New Year's Eve in December. Do you want them on New Year's Eve day, or do you want to do them on Friday, which would be the 28th, so the 28th or 31st, so I can advertise.
The normal day would be Monday, the 31st.
We are
open.
And the next day, so then that, you know, if there's any changes or anything anybody has, it's going to be done on Monday. So I'm just throwing out there so I know I need the calendar.
But I guess as far as...
For us, it's going to work. You know,
it will work.
We can do
I mean,
it either way because we're open.
You're open.
But whether... It affects you guys how you want to handle it.
As far as the bills and paying those, I mean, those won't be an issue. That's my question.
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. Okay.
Shouldn't be, unless there's some last-minute changes. That's what I'm getting at. Those
more
are
time only, to count?
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. 10 months, employees. Yeah. Thanks. Anyhow.
So what works for everybody? Does the 31st okay, or you want to do the 28th?
Either's fine.
As long as it's functional. I mean, the 31st is the normal day.
31st is a normal day. So have it on 31st.
Okay. All right. Keep it that way then. And the other thing I had was in discussion, this is moving forward. January 2nd is our first board meeting of the new year. It is before we swear in the new officials. So Myron would still be our chairman, and so he would still control the meeting on the 2nd. Normally, the way it reads is we have a reorganization, our first, you know, normal first meeting, but our first meeting is going to be before we have the swearing in. So my question is, do you guys want to have a special meeting in between, like the 3rd is when we swear in, do we want to have a special meeting and reorganize on that meeting, or to wait till the 16th, then I think, Gary, you're the vice chair, right? So then you would have to control the meeting on the 16th, we wait then until reorganize. I just need some direction of what you guys think you want to do.
When do you, it's the 7th?
January 9th, I get sworn in January 9th.
We should probably.
But the third is his cutoff because he's done as of the third because the new members sworn in on the third.
They elected the board members that were elected this go around or in November here. They will be sworn in January 3rd.
So, but we reorganized based on our board rules that we approve, right? So in the meeting on the second, we can suspend our rules and make a motion to reorganize the following meeting.
Yeah.
We can reorganize. That would be automatic. We would reorganize on the 16th.
But I mean, from a procedural standpoint, just saying that we're going to because otherwise, if we're going to change it, then we've got to suspend our rules because then we're going against the rules.
Well,
that we have
the rules are in the statute. Is when you reorganize. That's the statute.
Okay, but there's state statutes when you reorganize.
I didn't know our rules.
You can do that.
Can convene it and then basically.
We'll probably go sign a die on signy die on the second because that's the end of that year. Then, if you want to just wait till the 16th, then we'll just have Gary run the meeting and we'll do our normal elections and stuff on the 16th. My question was if anybody needed to do something sooner or wanted to do something sooner, because then you'll use your same committees as in the past for the. For the, what is it, the 14th then? Because you'll have a committee meeting on the 14th, which you'll use your old committees, which we've done that before. So, yeah.
When is the newest board member sworn in?
The 3rd.
Okay, so.
The 3rd.
They can vote and everything.
Yeah. So as long as that's okay, nobody has any questions. Because I've been getting some questions on how we're going to do it or when we vote or that kind of thing. So I'm just giving everybody an opportunity to decide how they want to do it, because we can have a special meeting in between, or we can leave it on the 16th. Okay?
But we did spend more funds by having to advertise and everything else, right?
Well, we would advertise again, yes. Yeah. We have one.
16th would be fine.
Okay. All right. That's all I needed to hear. Okay.
I mean, would there be, I mean, what would be the reason in between that time that it would it hamper us? I mean, you have the vice chair, so you got.
You have the vice chair.
The only thing it would do is speed up your month of selecting.
Continue until a new one's appointed. Yeah.
Selecting your committees
right.
And things like that.
So if you
have
only one person changing, I don't care what the state statute says.
Right.
You can't have a meeting. Hopefully you could have two people come in and continue the meeting. But I mean, that'd be one example that.
But we wouldn't go into sun and die until the end of the meeting on the second.
Yeah.
Because the state statute says we have to reorganize and we go with a sign of die at the beginning, then any action we take.
Well, but sign of die basically says everything for the past
for
year,
the past
is,
year.
Over.
Is over.
We're done.
Right.
So you can't go back and fix it. So, but you can go ahead then and recess the meeting for any other things such as electing new officers.
Okay.
Okay. So reorganization then would fall on the 16th.
Just so we do it procedurally correct.
Yep.
And I'm sure Dawn will provide us plenty of information on how to get it.
Well, the only thing it does is, the reason I was asking is because what it does is back things up, because I have to know who the chairman is going to be to sign the check, so when we act on that, and then I have to, you know, the chairman has to select our committee. So everything's just going to be pushed back a little bit later than what it normally is for people to have. We got to send into the state our newspapers and our chairman and all of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's fine. We can do that. I just wanted to know if people was okay with it being in the middle of the month instead of the beginning of the month and having it selected. So, we're good.
Yeah, some people might be in Florida or Arizona or Texas the middle of the month.
I was going to go to Honduras. I heard it's great.
I was thinking about Alaska, but.
Ooh, that's going to be nice.
Okay,
yeah.
So we'll keep things the way they are. Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order? If not, we will adjourn at 9:40 on the clock.